Jose came in and he seemed to, it was like an overnight sensation. Suddenly the belief within the squad was, yes, we can do this. And that first season was absolutely astonishing. And you sat there and wondered, you looked at the players, Joe Cole, Damien Duff, and people like that, all attacking and going for it. And the defensive setup as well, with John Terry at the heart and then Frank Lampard in front. It was just, the spine of the team was amazing. The whole thing was amazing. And there was a buzz about the place. Jose was box office back then. People were, you know, were, he was like, everybody was talking about him as being a breath of fresh air in the Premier League. And he worked his mind games. I think now maybe it's working off a little bit. People have sussed him out a bit as the way he plays, and also his tricks and his mind games, that they're not quite as effective. But he was so fresh and so new, it certainly worked on the players, and it probably worked on a lot of opposition players and opposition managers. I remember particularly before any Liverpool game, Jose used to sort of drool about Steven Gerrard and say, well, how brilliant player he was, how he'd love to sign him, he was one of the great players in the world and all that. And every time Chelsea played Liverpool, Stevie Gerrard had a nightmare. He had one of those. He just never played well against Chelsea. It was as if he couldn't do it to Jose after all that praise. It was really hilarious to watch.
Well, you had that moment in the League Cup, didn't you? Wearing his emotions very visibly on his sleeves, sending the message up to the stand, the shh to the Liverpool supporters. Yeah. Everybody is looking in, even if you weren't a Chelsea fan. You knew who he was, and you knew if it was a bit of a dull day with your club, you could always go and see what was going on down there. You had that situation with the Champions League, with the UEFA overreaction, really, to the Anders Frisk comments about meeting Rijkaard in the dressing room at halftime, and then the laundry basket incident, Rui Faria wearing the earpiece, being spotted in the stands in Munich. I mean, you just couldn't make this up.
It was like a spy novel at the time. It was so subversive. They were trying to do, and that was Jose. He would try any trick in the book to make Chelsea win and to make his team win. So that, he wanted to be there, obviously, massive match. And smuggle him into the dressing room, all the machinations about it. You sort of knew something was going on, but you didn't know what it was. And we all found out after the event. And of course, everybody's laughing their heads off at the time. But, you know, the amount of planning that must have taken, and sort of the subterfuge to sort of trick his way into one of the kit bags, trolley boat. He's just unbelievable. But that is the lengths that Jose will go to have an impact and to make sure he's in the right place at the right time to have the right effect.
Not all the headline events were on the field. January 20, 2005, the call that started that story with the Ashley Cole move, they were all going to be meeting somewhere in London. You didn't know where it was, but it was going to be a hotel. I loved your suggestion to the News of the World at the time. Well, look, all I've got to do is get on the back of one of them. We know where they all live and follow him. And they recoiled.
Although, I worked on sport, okay? So you were talking most of the time about 30-yard thunderbolts and hamstring strains and so-and-so want this player and this team want to sell this player. So you were far removed from the news team, and you wanted to keep it that way because you were never quite sure what the news team might get up to. And they would never tell you anyway. But you knew that some of the lengths that they went to were a bit questionable. So when I said, listen, we know the time of the meeting. We know it's in London. There's no law against following somebody down the street or getting a moped and following their car. Let's just follow one of them. And wherever he goes, that's where the meeting is. And we'll catch him in the act. But they're sort of like, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. And I thought, well, blimey, Riley, I've heard whispers that you've done far worse than that and has subsequently been proved. But I was so frustrated because we were all, I thought, this is a great story. If we can catch him in the act, brilliant. But no, and then in the end, it was a stroke of luck. Some guy who was a businessman had booked the same room the meeting with Chelsea and Joe and Ashley Cole overran. So this guy's huffing and puffing and stomping around outside, moaning to the hotel manager, saying, I've booked this room for 3 o'clock, and why I want to get in there, I've got an important business meeting, da-da-da-da-da. And, of course, because it's Chelsea and Ashley Cole and Jose and all that, the hotel manager's sort of saying, well, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to wait, you're just going to have to wait. We're not going to upset Chelsea. And then eventually they all emerge, and this guy's actually a Chelsea fan. So he's about to go over and berate the people who have overstayed their welcome in the room, and sees that it's Jose Mourinho, there's Ashley Cole, there's Peter Kenyon, and there was, I think it was Peeney Zahavi, and one of the agents in there, wasn't Peeney. It was...
About Jonathan Barnett, wasn't it?
It was Jonathan Barnett, of course, yeah. And he sort of bit his tongue. But being a businessman, he realised that that was quite a useful piece of information. So he rang the Sun first, and whoever answered the phone on the Sun was not over impressed with this guy's information. Sort of fobbed him off and said, oh, okay, we'll perhaps get somebody to ring you back later and we'll check it out, and didn't go any further. But, so the guy just thought he was getting the brush off, so he rang the News of the World. Now, of course, we've been working on this story for a week, so as soon as he told somebody on the News of the World sports desk that he'd just seen Jose Mourinho with Ashley Cole, we went, oh, yes, thank you, this is the confirmation we've been working for all week, thank you. Get yourself in a cab, get yourself down here and tell us all about it. Because the lawyer said he needs to sign an affidavit, and then we had to get him to swear on the Bible. But of course,
this is brilliant. In the News of the World offices, you've got a Bible in there.
No, we had, not surprisingly, there was no Bible in the News of the World office. We had to go and borrow one off the Times.